Classic 92 East Coast Radio.
We're joined on the phone now by Anne Slater, who is from an organization called iCare. And iCare is devoted to finding a sustainable solution to the problem of street children in Durban. Good afternoon, Anne. Welcome to East Coast Radio.
Good afternoon to you too.
Thank you for the wonderful work that your NGO does. Can you tell us how do you, as an organization, find solutions and alleviate the problem of street children in Durban?
Okay, well, we've been working with the street children in Durban since 2002. And obviously we found sustainable solutions to the problem in Durban and the greater Durban area. And we work directly with the children from the streets and on the streets. And we have a drop-in centre in the centre of Durban in the Greyville area.
And what kind of services do you offer? I mean, basic needs such as access to education, health, water?
Yes, their basic needs, we meet these at our drop-in centre. There's a social worker, so they will receive the opportunity to have a hot shower, two warm meals a day, and then they can engage in our psychosocial interventions that we have, as in the social worker, working with them to find out who they are, why they are, where they are.
And what happens in a situation where you can't reconnect the children back with their original families?
So what we do is we then apply for sort of implied consent, and it's through, if they're under 18, it has to be through the Department of Social Development, and then they're officially placed with us. If they're officially placed with us, we still put them through our rehabilitation and restoration program, and thereafter then they are placed officially within our child and youth care centre. And we have three purpose-built houses down in Lower Ilova that houses these children.
I can only imagine the sort of challenges these kids face living on the streets. But in a situation like this, what are the biggest challenges that the organization faces in dealing with kids who are living on the streets, who don't have access to education and health services, who may not be able to reconnect with their families? I mean, it must be such an immense responsibility.
It is huge. And our main concern is when they become involved in, first of all, petty crime, which could lead to further than that. And then it's the drugs. The drugs within our city are an enormous problem. And just from what we would call our simple glue sniffers, we're just chatting that that was our easy days when it was just glue. It's become so much more advanced to, you know, the Wunga and the heroin-based drugs that are out there on top with a lot of kids.
Anne Slater of iCare, I'm very happy to tell you this afternoon that courtesy of East Coast Radio and the Kagiso Media Hunger Relief Fund, we are donating 12,500 rands to your organization.
My word, that is fantastic news. Thank you. Thank you so much.
You are welcome. And we're sure that you're going to be doing wonderful things, and you're going to be keeping the kids on the streets very safe. And that was Anne Slater of iCare, an NGO that's devoted to finding a sustainable solution to the problems of street children in Durban. If you would like to give back to an organization, then you can head on to ecr.co.za, click on the Kagiso Media Hunger Relief Fund tab, and then I would like to nominate, and then you can nominate any such NGO that is helping and feeding the hungry kids of KZN.
Fake 92, weekdays 1 to 4 p.m. East Coast Radio.